You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 4. This show is titled, You Were Born with Wings. Our Thursday show is dedicated to you, listener. This is when your voice can be heard, literally, by using our Audio Boom voice recorder. Check it out. You can go to our Audio Boom channel, and there you will see where you can record a voice message for us, either from your computer or your phone. You can also visit us at awakenthehealing.com, and there you will see a link for the voice recorder on our homepage. We always look forward to hearing from you, our listeners, and there are several ways you can contact us. You can use the Audio Boom voice recorder or send an email to questions@awakenthehealing.com or through any of our social media sites. We'd love to hear from you. I have a very special message for you today from Spirit, but that will come at the end of the show. Don't miss it. The message inspired the name of today's show. Right now, I want to thank everyone who helped to make our launch a success last week, and at the top of the list is Audio Boom. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the phenomenal personalized customer service that I've received from them. A big shout out to Emily Barrett in the New York office. She has been one of my angels and really helped me to get this show off the ground smoothly. Thank you, Emily, for all your help and support. She is so sweet. Also, I would like to give the Audio Boom Twitter team a shout out. The U.S. social media team, as well as the Australian team. They did a great job last week getting out the word, should I say, getting the tweets out about the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really have a phenomenal team behind me at Audio Boom, and I would definitely recommend them to anybody who is serious about their podcast. Next, I want to thank everyone who took the time to share and retweet the shows. I can't do this alone, and I really do need your help in getting this message out. I appreciate all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's get to the listeners who left comments for last week's show. There were no questions, but there were some beautifully written, tear-jerking comments, as well as some wonderful reviews. We'll start with our iTunes listeners. We've got a listener by the name of Peace Patience Purpose who says the shows are informative and styled in a way that gives hope and motivates change. I like that. Thank you, Peace Patience Purpose, for that 5-star review. The next iTunes listener is the champion entrepreneur who was happy with the way we broke down the first episode to make the purpose of the show clear and allow the listener to know if the show was a good fit for them. Thank you for that, champion entrepreneur. Another 5-star review. And our last review from iTunes was from Marilyn June, who said the first 3 episodes were excellent and resonated with her. And she is on her own spiritual path. And she looks forward to learning more about this amazing universe we live in. Thank you, Marilyn, for that 5-star review. I want to thank you all for taking the time for going to iTunes and rating and reviewing our show. Also for subscribing to the show. We really are grateful for you. Remember, Thursday's show is all about you. And I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you. I want to acknowledge our Facebook comments. And then after that, I have a short message for you. That includes a beautiful poetic message from Spirit to close out the show. Facebook is where the tear-jerking comments came in, and I'll summarize the comments before they were all quite lengthy, but I appreciate them because they were all from the heart, and I'm so grateful for all of you who took the time to write them. First up is Kaliani, the incredible female vocalist whose music not only gives you chills, but is just absolutely amazing to hear. I want to thank Kaliani for not only taking the time to leave a comment, but she also shared my post about the book with her friends. And that was very, very special to me. Thank you for that, my sister. This is just a highlight of Kaliani's comment, but it was really deep. She said, "May your book be a blessing to many, and your courage to express your heart song serve as an example of the importance of trusting our inner guidance fearlessly." I love that. Trusting our inner guidance fearlessly. That, I love, is so deep and on point. I'm going to come back to that later. Thank you, Kaliani, for taking the time to leave that incredible comment. I really, really appreciate and love you very much. Last but definitely not least was a comment left by a very old friend of mine, Pamela Garfield. Pam has shared every show, and she left me a beautiful comment that really had me in tears. Pam and I grew up together, but time and distance has kept us physically apart. But we still have a very deep spiritual connection, even though we haven't spoken in years. She is truly my soul sister. Pam said, "As I was listening to the show, I was so overwhelmed with love, joy, and validation. I feel such inspiration in hearing your podcast. I have not felt this way in years. You are truly doing the world a favor by sharing your gifts and knowledge." Thank you, Pam, for those deep, heartfelt words. They were really, really beautiful, and you really don't know how much I needed to hear that. Thank you, sweetie. I want to say this to all of you. When Spirit told me to do this show, it really put the fear of God in me. It was really a scary thought. You know, I'm the type of person who doesn't like a lot of attention, and the book was really enough. I had just dealt with those fears when the reality came to me that the book was getting ready to be published. And then I was being told that I had to take the message of the book to the world. This was really scary for many reasons. First of all, I didn't know what a podcast was just a month before Spirit told me I had to start one. It took a lot of prayer and meditation to overcome that fear of what I now know is part of my purpose for being here on earth. I'm telling you this because your greatest enemy in your life is fear. You would never do anything if you didn't learn how to overcome your fears. When you're on your spiritual journey, you're evolving, and at some point you are going to become the person that you were born to be. You're always growing and evolving, but you will rendezvous with your life purpose if you stay on course. And when you do, you don't always believe that you're ready for it. If you listen to your fears, you will create a miserable life for yourself, because fear can't do anything but stunt your growth and keep you in a state of bondage and stagnation in your life. Many people allow their fears to control them. They have an idea of something they like to do, but they never allow themselves to do it. They start making up all kinds of excuses about why they can't do it. But in truth, it's really because of fear. You must face your fears in life, or you will never grow. You must begin to see yourself in a higher light. See your life as having purpose. You came here to do something, and it's something really great. The person you see in the mirror right now is not who you really are. That's an imposter, if you will. And it's up to you to find the true person that you were born to be. That person is within you, just waiting to be born. We have forgotten who we are and why we came. But there will come a time when you will start remembering. And when that time comes, your fear will rise up and try to prevent you from becoming the incredible being that you were born to be. You must face your fears and not allow them to stop you from doing what you came here to do. I had to overcome many of my fears on this journey, and my faith was tried at every turn. But Spirit has always been with me, reminding me of who I am, even when I didn't believe it myself. As I was meditating on this week's show, Spirit gave me a beautiful poetic message for you. It gives me chills every time I read it. I'm going to say thank you for listening right now because I'm going to close out with this poem. And here it is. You were born with wings, so why can't you fly? Is it because you've always been told that the sky is too high? You were born with wings, so why can't anyone see them? Is it because your flesh will always deceive them? You were born with wings and you're no one's fool. Stand in your power and bring forth your jewels. You were born with wings, but you stopped trying to fly. You started to believe that you never reached the sky. You were born with wings, just allow yourself to see them. Break free from the chains and quickly retrieve them. You were born with wings and it's your time to fly. Remember, it's not just your light, but you are a mirror of mine. Stand up, you mighty army, and remember your greatness, for you are the kings and queens of antiquity. We need not debate this. Stand up, you mighty army, and rise to the sky. You must do this now because precious time is slipping by. You were given wings, and they will take you to great heights. You must overcome your fears and simply take flight. Until the next show, peace and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.